these programmed, you would not operate like the other heli-ski companies?
A third heli-ski company is permitted in the Chilkat Valley. And details on Congressman Don Young's upcoming visit. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more, up next. The Chilkat Valley is back up to three heli-ski operators after the Haynesboro authorized a 2011 commercial tour permit to Alaska Mountain Guides to operate helicopter skiing programs within the borough. The decision, made at Tuesday night's assembly meeting at the Haynes Library, was a unanimous yes after much discussion and consideration of comments made at the December 14th public hearing on the permit application. Under discussion, Assemblyman Lapp questioned the applicant about the type of tour Alaska Mountain Guides plans to operate.
Sean, under these programs, you would not operate like the other heli-ski companies? I mean, this is more of a training thing, or are you planning on just picking up groups, taking them out, letting them ski and stuff? I kind of want to explain that. Or?
Good question, and Jerry, we're interested in going both. The educational work that we've been doing is things that we continue in the Haynesboro, as well as running a traditional guided helicopter skiing program. We feel that we can market effectively to our past cruise ship guests, which we see as a strong potential guest base for this programming, as well as our other guests coming off of longer expeditions in other locations. And we believe that by pulling from those groups that we can support a viable and strong program.
However, existing heli-ski permit holders said they thought there would be safety issues in authorizing another permit. Alaska Mountain Guides said they plan to use their permit to take photos for marketing efforts and will scale their use back this season. Additionally, Borough Manager Mark Ernest said in his report that the borough is not in danger of running over on skier days this season. Congressman Don Young is coming to Haynes. His Southeast tour takes place during congressional recess in Washington, D.C. His trip takes him from Ketchikan Wednesday to Juneau Thursday and Haynes on Friday. Young's Anchorage office says he'll speak at a Haynes Chamber of Commerce luncheon at the American Bald Eagle Foundation at noon on Friday, giving an update on his work in Washington. Then he'll take questions from the public before leaving to return to Juneau. Each spring recess, Congressman Young tries to visit a different part of the state. He often meets with chambers of commerce and borough officials. Skagway and Haynes officials plan to spend time with the congressman during his visit, said Haynes Mayor Jan Hill at Tuesday night's assembly meeting.
We're also going to showcase some of the facilities, the projects that we're working on in Haynes. We want to share with him some of our federal priorities. This is a very timely visit because we'll give him a tour and show him the waterfront projects, the library, museums, go out to the LUTAC, out to the port facilities out there so that he can see what's going on there. And then in about 2 weeks, the manager and I will be meeting with him again in Washington, D.C. So I feel like that's a pretty good schedule. We'll be able to talk to him about the things that we showed him while he was here visiting us. We also expect that we will have a contingent, possibly the mayor and a few people from Skagway will be flying over that afternoon, and we plan to give them, share our time with Congressman Young with them. We actually are planning to give them about a half hour of time, Skagway time, with the congressman so that they will have an opportunity to meet with him also. So we're looking forward to that visit. We're actually going to take him to the school, even though it's spring break and there won't be kids over there. He would like to see the school and the whole campus and what we've done with that. So that Friday will be an exciting day. I look forward to showing the congressman around Haynes, and hopefully some of you will join us at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
Young is not planning a stop in Skagway or Clequan at this time, but his office added they could only plan ahead so much. Last time they came to Southeast Alaska, they were stuck in Sitka for 4 days due to weather. Congressman Don Young is scheduled to be at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haynes on Friday, March 25th at noon for about an hour. St. Patrick's Day lasted a little longer this year than usual, even past the next day's headache for the hardiest of partiers. The Elks Lodge in Haines celebrated the holiday on Saturday in a corned beef and cabbage dinner that's been going on every year for about 25 years.
Yeah, we're having corned beef, cabbage, carrots, turnips, potatoes, and beer bread.
The Elks and Auxiliary is also raising money to help bring a traveling version of the Vietnam Wall to Haines, an exhibit that was last here more than a decade ago. But the annual St. Patrick's Day dinner, the organizers say, is just for fun.
We've always had a lot of fun. The truth of the matter is, years ago when there was nothing else to do in town, this was the center for the whole community to come and be entertained and eat, because there was nothing else to do.
But the real fun seems to be behind the scenes, in the kitchen, where the ladies and the occasional man are preparing the meal. This year, the cooks were Jody, Joyce, Candace, Paula, Libby, and Georgianne.
We've been doing this for probably over 25 years.
And don't stay quiet.
No. But we've had additional people join our little crew. And everybody has something to contribute. Some little secret, a shortcut.
Shortcuts like washing the potatoes in the washing machine. Without soap, of course.
I don't know who thought of that.
Things underneath, you know, just running through.
But it really is. It saved washing 50 pounds of potatoes by hand.
It's been great.
This? Beer bread?
Yes. Yes, it's beer bread.
Hot beer bread.
That only has three ingredients.
It's one of them beer.
Beer and beer.
Yes. Yeah, beer.
And then you have a beer, you drink a beer.
After all-day preparations, the party moves to the dining room, where the diners are entertained with games, door prizes, and trivia.
We've always had games.
Did you get a copy of
the Biggest Liar contest?
Not yet.
Kissing the Blarney Stone. Okay. We used to have stick horses that we rode around
in
here.
We still got them upstairs.
Fun, huh?
No. You can be entertained and eat dinner, too. Mm. You know? We actually one time had a shaving contest, and we blindfolded the guys and put cream on their face and made them think that we were shaving them with a spoon. We used to try to think of something we'd never done before. Like, all the girls had to take off their shoes and pile them up down there at the end. All the husbands had to go find their wives' shoes. But husbands don't know what shoes you wear to the club.
Exactly, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Also celebrating the fringe St. Patrick's Day were a handful of Alaska state representatives raising money for kids with cancer. The fundraiser is called St. Baldrick's. Generous souls such as the 10 with the Alaska legislature asked for donations and in return shaved their heads bald. Pictures of state representatives, male and female, getting shaved are online at stbaldricks.org. In today's gold medal basketball tournament update, two local teams were knocked out of the Juno tournament Wednesday, but two are still alive. The Kluckwan Chilcats in the C bracket were defeated by Hoonah Wednesday afternoon, leaving Juno, Cake, Hoonah, Yakutat, and Angoon to fight for the C title.
It was really fun. Some of us hadn't played together in a long time since we were kids. So it was really good.
Jason Scholl plays for the Chilcats, which was down to five players with no subs by the end of the game.
We pretty much just ran out of gas. I'm hoping we're going to have a few more subs next year so we can get a little more of a rotation. The other team played great. You got to take your hat off to them. I think they had 44 points in the first 10 minutes of our game. I don't remember them missing in the first 10 minutes. So we battled back and got it. I think we were down to 14 points or something after almost a 30-point deficit. Dave Buss played good. Aaron Nash played another good game. Everybody really gutted it out. Poor Ryan's ankle's bigger than a softball, and he was out there running up and down anyway.
Another Kluckwan team, ANS, in the B bracket lost to Klawock Totems Tuesday night, 65-76.
And they were really competitive in the first half. Levi Hotch had a really good first half, and Kevin Thompson played really well as well, and they battled back, were really close in the second half, within 10, I'm sure. If not closer, and then the other team hit a couple of big shots and kind of opened it up just at the end. So a good hard-fought battle by those guys, too. They came up short.
But that does still leave a shot at the B-bracket title to Haynes Merchants, who will play Angoon Thursday night for a chance to play the championship game. Also still in the competition is the Kluckwan Masters team, which plays Cake for the opportunity to stay in the tournament.
I can guarantee you that that Cake team is going to be a good team as well. They always are, you know. Cake, Huna, you know, those villages don't turn out poor basketball teams, so you can guarantee they'll be good. The Masters team definitely has the potential to go all the way, so if they can come together and play well as a team, they certainly have a chance to keep on moving on in the tournament.
Games for gold medal tournament continue until the weekend, with two local teams still in and two more recovering.
Everybody's limping. We're going to start treating our bodies and supporting the teams that are still in it. So that's part of the fun, you know. As you go out, the crowds start to get bigger and bigger, and all the players that have been put out of the tournament are coming to all the games. And so it's a week-long event, really, regardless.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS. KHNS local news every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS.